now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Talking classic movies this week, Kramer is back on the scene. And this week, an interesting one, we take a look at a silent film for a bit of a difference this week, and we look at a rather special Zero-type Jag, an electric E-type Jag that's just been in the news. Right now, Lounge Brigade and Under My Voodoo on the Cocktail Nation.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ramada Inn's enchanted Tiki Lounge. Tonight, our very own Lounge Brigade takes us on a magical musical journey to the melotones of Sublime. We would like to take this moment and welcome the Sheboygan, Wisconsin chapter of the Shriners Club. So sit back, relax, have a tutti for the body, and give a warm welcome for the Lounge Brigade.
Nation. Thanks to ultraswank.net.
Two lives that are torn.
Martini Kings and A Deadly Vice. Do check out their brand new album. It's called Smile, and it's out right now.
Cocktail Nation.
Well, a boy's best friend is his mother.
I'm Spartacus!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
A martini, shaken, not stirred.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
On le Cocktail Nation, it's Scramé's classic movie suggestion.
This one is very interesting, my friend, because it is a silent film from 1926 called The Lost World. I don't think we've ever spoken about a silent movie. Probably sound like this. Get it? Silent?
I think you're right. Yes, I think you're right. The Lost World is one of the most infamous silent movies ever made. You've heard about it. You've probably never seen it. Now, true to its title, the real version of The Lost World effectively disappeared around about 1929, because that's when the talkies started coming in. Now, all known prints were destroyed. The reason they did that was to make way for King Kong, which was a similar type of picture, if you think about it. Up until now, only abridged editions of The Lost World have remained in circulation. They range from about an hour to about 75 minutes to about 90 minutes, depending on where they got the print from. Now, keep in mind, these were public domain prints, so the quality varied from rough to egads. What am I trying to get here? Now, we know the basic plot. A bunch of people go to this plateau that has dinosaurs and prehistoric animals. You know, it's a pretty well-known plot. But it's this particular version of the movie that's unseen in a decent version, you know, since it was created in the mid-1920s. Incidentally, we should give a round of applause to all the people involved in the restoration of this particular version of the film, because they had to use 11 different sources to make up the version that we now have. Now, the movie runs roughly an hour and 50 minutes. Now, because it's silent, we all know what silent movies look like, this is about as good as this movie is ever going to look. Now, it does have a commentary track which explains the history of the movie, the script, scenes that they think are missing or may not have ever been filmed. For those movie buffs, you may recall Irwin Allen remade the film in 1960. Anybody watch the TV series that came about just at the end of the 1990s? I remember watching that sort of briefly. Silent movie fans, The Lost World is an absolute must-have. Even if you're not a silent movie fan, my advice is to watch it with the commentary track. It explains everything about it, but it's well worth having a look at because it's such an interesting and such an influential movie. You can guarantee that, or you would think that maybe Steven Spielberg would have had a look at a version of the film before he did his Jurassic Park and Lost World and all the sequels and stuff.
Maybe.
Maybe. But if you are a fan of silent movies or you want to check up on a classic film and a very influential film, the restored version of The Lost World from 1926 is available. Check it out, track it down, and you won't be disappointed.
CocktailNation.net.
Broadcasting up high from the center of Sydney, Coop Cooper.
Anytime you're ready, pal.
Cocktail Nation.
Anyone's control. We now switch you to our midday movie.
The Cocktail Nation. Music for your jet set lifestyle.
Cup Cocktail Nation.
With Nathan Haynes in Cocktails, Jack Bongo Burger, Jordu, David Carbonara with Bunny's Bop, and The City of Prague with Lost in Space theme. Have you seen the new version which is out on Netflix? It's kind of a little bit sticking to the original plot, but veering off a little bit. But I'll tell you what, it's not a bad show. You do get a chance to see it. Let's take a look at the Lounge Life magazine right now. It's your free magazine via Flipboard. And I've got links up on my website, cocktailnation.net. Some cool retro stories updated very regularly for you. One on the electric E-Type Jag that Prince Harry was seen driving at the end of his wedding, heading off to the reception with Meghan Markle in the car just this weekend past. And I was surprised to find out that it was an electric E-Type Jag. It's from 1968. And I did think to myself it took off rather quietly. And then I discovered, zero emissions Jag. Basically what they do is they convert your E-Type Jag 67 or 68 to this electric model. Pretty amazing stuff. I'd love to see them come out with a new Jag, perhaps made of aluminium or something like that, in exactly the same style. Maybe that'll be the next step for Jaguar. But this particular car, very expensive at around £300,000, probably about $600,000 for most of us in probably Australia and US currency. So a very expensive car, there's no doubt about that. But pretty amazing. And the thing I like about this is it actually gives hope that classic cars will still be around in the future. Maybe, albeit, a little bit modified, but they'll still be around. And that's the most important thing, I suppose. A story that I wrote on the night that Frank Sinatra died. Heading back 20 years, I was sitting in a studio when all of this unfolded, and luckily I had enough records to do an entire show full of Frank Sinatra songs, but I remember this night very vividly when the news came through, so I wrote a little article there that I put up on the Lounge Life magazine for you to read. And the original Batcopters 2018 summer tour is here. Gotta see that. Here's Jerry Wiggins, Concerto for Love on the Cocktail Nation.
Thank you. Twitter handle, Cocktail Nation. Follow the lounge leader today.
Your eyes are blue, your kisses too. I never knew what they could do. Can't believe that you're in love with me. You are telling everyone I know I'm on your mind each place you go. They can't believe that you're in love with me. I have always placed you high above me. Just cannot imagine that you could love me. And after all is said and done, to think that I'm the lucky one, I can't believe that you're in love with me. You high above me. Can't imagine that you could love me. And after all is said and done, to think that I'm the lucky one, can't believe that you're in love with me. After all is said and done, to think that I'm the lucky one, I can't believe that you're in love with me.
Fun facts on the Cocktail Nation.
Perpetuating lie. How do you sleep at night?
Bed made of money. I hate to break it to you, but there is no big lie. There is no system. The universe is indifferent.
Man. Why'd you have to say that?
Cocktail Nation with Cooper.
Thank you. about that? That's Charles McNeil over there on the sax, ladies and gentlemen. Charles McNeil. Over here on the keyboards, David Marinelli. Tickling those ivories. And me, I'm Tony Filicetta. Back here on the sticks. Thank you very much.
Roses, Bobby Darin, I can't believe.
On de cocktail nation itistir copère.
Write to me anytime via the email thecocktailnation@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me audio, play that for you. Requests, happy to do that as well. And you can also get in touch via the social media pages. I love hearing from you, so shoot me a message. Tell me what you're doing. Maybe send me a picture of yourself. In your vintage gear, send me a picture of your bachelor pad. I'd love to see it. This one is from Chris Baston. He's based in Sydney. He writes, "Dear Coop, I stumbled on this during my perambulations around the net while my grandson naps." In brackets, he writes, "Not very lounge Lothario, I know." Maybe old lounge Lothario, perhaps granddad lounge Lothario. A collection of 50,000 Latin LPs being digitized and put up online. I immediately thought you might like to check it out. It's just click and play, which is pretty groovy. And thank you, Chris. I've put this up actually up on the website, cocktailnation.net, if you'd like to check it out. Also via the Flipboard magazine, Lounge Life, if you'd like to click on this. And there is a huge collection. Most of it's in Spanish, which is somewhat problematic, but do check it out. Here's Stereophonic Space Sound Unlimited and Night of the Jaguar.
Just Whiz Cooper.
You're a spy!
An ordinary black leather case with 20 rounds of ammunition here and here.
Why can't you just be a good boy and die?
You first.
You stand for everything I write against.
So this should be interesting.
Cocktail Nation.
There was a moon out in space, but a cloud drifted over its face. You kissed me and went on your way. The night we called it a day. I heard the song of the spheres like a minor lament in my ears. I hadn't the heart left to pray. The night we called it a day. Soft through the dark, the hoot of an owl in the sky. Sad though his song, no bluer was he than I. The moon went down, stars were gone, but the sun didn't rise with the dawn. There wasn't a thing left to say. The night we called it a day. Dark, the hoot of an owl in the sky. Sad though his song, no bluer was he than I. The moon went down, stars were gone, but the sun didn't rise with the dawn. There wasn't a thing left to say. The night we called it a day.
Cocktail Nation.
Tell me his name again.
Cooper.
Lounge Lothario DJ.
Thank you.
l'équipe son de Cocktail Nation.
It's the ideal life. Pleasure, variety, it's fabulous. You ought to try it.
Cocktail Nation with Cooper.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation with Mancini, Moon River, Cha Cha Cha, Adam Small, Blues to Use, and King Greaves. The Night We Called It a Day. One of my favorite book series and book companies is Hard Case Crime. Charles Hardy, a man I interviewed probably, maybe 6-7 years ago. He's put together this amazing company pumping out the old pulps, reproductions, and some new ones. And to celebrate his 100th birthday, they are publishing Mickey Splaine's The Last Stand, a brand new novel that was the very last that the legendary crime writer ever wrote. Pretty amazing stuff. So do check that out, because they've got some great, great books there, and they're fantastic books. The covers look amazing, original covers. And some of the covers are actually done by a guy who did the original covers, which is pretty cool. Let's take a look at the World of Swing for pastimealbumclocks.com. Well, we played the Sharps earlier. You can see them on a Thursday night, the Golden Tiki in Vegas, July 13, TikiCon. August 8, Cheering Tiki Oasis, there's the South Sea Cinemas on. So plenty of gigs and a lot more up on the website, cocktailnation.net.
You won't admit you love me, and so how am I ever to know? You only tell me, perhaps, perhaps, perhaps. 1,000,000 times I've asked you, and then I ask you over again. You only tell me, perhaps, perhaps, perhaps. If you can't make your mind up, you don't, dear, confess, and please don't tell me, perhaps, perhaps, perhaps.
Baby, each like a honey bee who was saving for me, oh, our honey. No matter what you do, just remember that you are my love. Oh, keep the love and feeling for me, baby. I'll be coming back again someday. You and me, we got a good thing going, baby. Please don't ever let it slip away. Keep the love and feeling. Keep the love and feeling. Keep the love and feeling. Keep the love and feeling.
Cocktail Nation with Buddy Greco, keep that love and feeling. Janet Seidel before that, perhaps. It's Coop Cooper with you. Going to leave you with Les Baxter with The Breeze and I. Next week on the show, talking spies with Jason White from SpyVibe.com. Stay here.